With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says what he calls the Schumer shutdown has a lot to do with internal Democrat politics. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cotton says it's all about growing tensions inside the Democrat Party.
Schumer is about to shut down the government because he's scared of a girl in New York City.
Cotton says Schumer would rather shut down the government than face the wrath of leftist Democrats, many of whom believe it's time for new leadership to move the party forward.
Because he doesn't want Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to run against him in 4 years.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz praises President Trump's Middle East peace plan.
Merz describes it as the best chance to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The proposal demands that Hamas effectively surrender and disarm in return for an end to fighting, humanitarian aid for Palestinians, and the promise of reconstruction in Gaza, all desperately hoped for by the population in the devastated territory.
That's correspondent Charles de Ledesma. With more on Mideast reaction, the BBC's Yolanda Nell in Jerusalem.
The Palestinian government in the occupied West Bank said it welcomed President Trump's plan to end the war and pledged to implement the reforms it calls for. And while Israeli hostage families and opposition parties are also on board, Israel's prime minister risks the collapse of his governing coalition if far-right ministers conclude he's made too many concessions for a peace deal.
Hamas has been told it would be in their best interest to accept the plan. On the battlefront, Ukraine is sharing its expertise in drone defense with European countries. NATO also increasing aerial surveillance in the Baltic Sea. On Wall Street, stocks have moved higher, the Dow up 9 points, the NASDAQ adding 15. This is SRN News. A church in East Tennessee continues to help its community recover from the ravages of Hurricane Helene.
It's been 1 year since that hurricane hit, but right away, First Baptist Church of Greenville, Tennessee, responded quickly to the crisis. Baptist Press reports the church played a major role in the rebuilding of 6 houses in 4 days early on, an effort which continued in the weeks and months that followed. In its ongoing work, FPC Greenville is providing furniture for people who are flooded out of their homes. They're also partnering with other Baptist churches in the state to provide money and materials for storm victims. George Williams, SRN News.
Alliance Defending Freedom International reporting 75-year-old grandmother Rose DiCerti has been arrested a second time for standing outside an abortion clinic in Scotland with a sign that reads, "Coercion is a crime. Here to talk only if you want." DiCerti charged with breaching the buffer zone. This is SRN News. The future of a well-known video game company may be under new ownership.
Electronic Arts, the game maker behind Madden NFL, Battlefield, The Sims, FC25, and other popular titles, is being taken private in a deal worth $55 billion. If it closes in 2027, it could become the largest ever buyout funded by private equity firms. Silver Lake Partners, along with Saudi Arabia's PIF and Affinity Partners, run by President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, will pay EA stockholders $210 per share. Electronic Arts was founded in 1982 by former Apple employee William Tripp Hawkins. The company will remain headquartered in Redwood City, California. I'm Jennifer King.
Bruce Bochy will not return as manager of the Texas Rangers after a 3-year stint that began with the franchise's first World Series championship in 2023 before missing the playoffs in both seasons since then. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.